Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi. Have you been wondering, like, what happened to those, like, porno websites that you would be a member of and you would have a password and then they would always give you really specific pornographic content? Well, guess what? I would like to introduce the return of those kinds of websites with my newest website that plays on America's hottest video forum, which is people getting fired over Zoom. But in our videos, they be fucking or, you know, playing with their downstairs and things like that, getting off, things of that nature. Well, welcome to my new website. You should log in for $5.99 per month. It's called Come Employed. And you get to see people getting fired and fucked, baby. All right. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Sophia Alexandra.
Oh, my God. What happened to you in Japan?
Just had some ideas, you know?
You left one man, you came back someone entirely different.
No.
This isn't like Italian Miles. This is something different happened
I became the man I always was. That's what it was. I'm no different. I was just hiding this.
Why are you haunted now?
Because I'm kind of, you know, that's my whole thing now. Like vaguely
You're
haunted.
A haunted, broken man
vaguely
now.
Vaguely haunted, baby.
Hello. Have you ever had a friend come back from a trip and you swear that something's different about them and, you want to know if you're correct or not, but you don't want to investigate it that hard? Well, guess what? You can put up their picture on my site, hauntedornot.com, and you can rate. Just based on a photo of a person, if they're haunted or not, on the scale of 1 to haunted.
Shout out so, haunt or not.
That's right. hauntedornot.com, .edu/.org. It's a new thing. I'm trying. I'm Miles Gray.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Miles. And welcome to this podcast that is known as, across the world, as 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations. Today, we're talking about the OG 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
Season 10.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 11.
10 and 11.
It's both, actually.
Yeah, we owe you a couple episodes. So you have this one. And then by the time you hear this, we will have streamed.
When you started the intro and you were like, have you ever been like, what? And where I thought you were going to be like, have you ever been like, what happened to those guys? Which is what I thought. I was like, yeah, that's a valid question. What did happen to those guys? We're back.
Yeah, we're back. We're energized. We had to just take, you know, you have to take time off a little bit. As much as I would like to be able to podcast 52 weeks out of the year, I can only do about 49-ish, 45, 49. Anyway, that doesn't matter. What matters is we're back, and my stomach is grumbling because I just ate some tuna noodle casserole that I made, and it was delicious, okay? I'm undefeated with comfort food. But this is season 10, episode 10, for better or worse, okay? And Gino and Jasmine are our first couple. You know, he's doing the sad boy apology because where we left off, he had to fess up about seeing those strippers. And she's like, you know what? You where do you go? Why do you go there, huh? To wear your sweatpants and for them to blow you? She's like, yep. He's pulling up
Honestly, though, where's the lie?
I mean, who knows? Do you think... I wonder if he doesn't wear a hat, so that's more of a disguise for him.
So people can't recognize him? It's or like opposite like, Superman?
Right, right, right. Or they're like, oh, you mean the guy who has the, like, pubic hair landing strip on the back of their head? That dude?
They're like, landing strip? That was actually... I've been drunk the entire time. I thought it was just this girl, Nancy, doing a back bend. I had no idea. I thought that's what I was seeing.
I thought this man was so broke that he could only afford a Merkin and it had just slid all the way back. So
I thought this man had enough money for just like a tenth of a Propecia pill. So he came in strong, but just down the runway.
Yo, he lost his insurance.
Like so Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, he lost his Cobra health coverage, so he's rationing his Propecia.
You've got to be smart about that money.
Oh my God, that's fucking that's so dark. Anyway, so now the whole thing turns into I don't know if I can trust you, and now he's like lowering his head, and now we've got the whole narrative pendulum is swinging the other way now into Jasmine's favor.
Can we not even talk about how this is a narrative of any sort? Because it's disrespectful to the word narrative.
That is true. Then let's talk about the bowling alley, which I just do have a couple highlights.
It smells like farts
and sweat in here.
Yeah, that's also true. That is what a bowling alley smells like.
Yeah, yeah.
She also crushed bowling so casually. She was like, I can't avoid being good at it.
Yeah, she's like, try and stop me. I'm fucking God. And
I
what was there?
Say that's a casual motto that like I want to every time I come in somewhere and I just stun on these hoes like unexpectedly for other people. Just want to yell like, I can't avoid being good at it.
I can't avoid it. I'm just so good at it.
That's just me at a buffet.
I'm so good at it.
I can't avoid being good at it.
So good at this. I ate so much of the chocolate fountain, the chocolate is gone. So anyway, it smells like beers and farts.
Closely, the center of the fountain is not the fountain. It's just me spitting the chocolate out of my mouth because I have become one with the chocolate fountain.
Dude, exact. You're like the T-1000 in Terminator. You just become liquid chocolate fountain. How's Wolfie? Anyway, so... What was their order at the bowling alley? What kind of fucking smorgasbord did they fucking engage in? It sounded like fries.
It was a real diarrhea spread, as she said. She's like, you know, she's like, when you blow up the toilet at home, you're cleaning that shit. And he was like, girl, I'm a dude at the bowling alley because I love you.
That was so fucking cute. I love that. When she said, I will not clean the toilet after this fool. And he's like, I'll go at the bowling alley.
That's how you know it's fucking love, dude.
That's how you know it's fucking love, dude. That he is going to force some wage worker to deal with his terrible diarrhea. That's what I love about Gino.
He's like, baby, I'm going to make someone else's life hell, not yours. And then he kisses her on the forehead. As you know, I hate them.
Exactly. He will make someone else's life hell. He would definitely probably make somebody quit, you know, like pretty much on the spot. Based on how he talks about it, how she talks about it, like he's like, yo, like I will literally blow this thing down.
Dude, once he's made butt nachos, like you just resign. You resign your whole position.
Yeah. So then they go to Miami. They have this whole thing about going to Miami and they go down there. She immediately takes her clothes off because she needs sun energy and there's cruise ships. And then when they're in the taxi, she's like, do you speak Spanish? And he's like, yeah, that's my first language. And she's like, well, this fucking gringo ass loser don't speak Espanol. So I don't know. He's talking so much shit about him. And Gino's just like, man, just bopping along like nothing's going on. And she's like, yeah, you know, Miami is like, she's like, this is my place. She's got that Paola thing. You know what happened? You remember Paola? Remember she didn't like Oklahoma. Yeah.
They and turned then, her out in 3 seconds.
Yo, she was gone. She was out of here. And I haven't even seen, I honestly haven't kept caught up or don't know anything about Gino and Jasmine in real time. So we'll see exactly where they end up. But when she, yeah, she, he's like, oh, so you like Miami? And she's like, yeah, like this is exactly where I need to be. And she's like, anyway, my son Juanse wrote me a letter about like how he missed me. And he is like sad. And I just think he is very attached, you know? Like, that's kind of my take on it. I was like, what an interesting way to address that.
Well, actually, that was not even the objectionable part. Because I think she was trying to say that, like, oh, he's attached to me and I miss him. But the part where she was like, you know, it's going to make him feel better. Let's FaceTime him from Miami. I can be like, ah, hello. Look at what I've traded for you.
Yeah.
Check it out. Mama loves high rises and Papa Gino.
Uh-oh, Gino. Broke boy alert. Broke boy alert. Somebody's not here in Miami. Popping bottles. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think that's going to make Juanse miss you less.
If I'm being honest. I know. And then she was doing the whole like, hey, talk to the fucking script on the other side of the fucking camera. Tell him muchísimo now. But anyway, we'll see where they end up. Let's move
also
on.
Also, just love language is my lung language. You get it. It's vacations.
Right.
I don't think you understand love
language. Yeah, but I like that version of it.
Love vacations, but that's not...
My love language is playing PlayStation for like at least 7 hours consecutively at some point during the day.
Oh, my love language is putting in zero effort and just kind of expecting stuff.
Yeah. My love language is to never actually get up physically to pick up a cup or a remote for the rest of my life.
My love language is like never emptying the trash ever, mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm.
No, actually, my love language is eating Cheez-Its in the bed out of a shopping bag.
Yeah, so you get it. You get it.
All right, Rob and Sophie.
Oh my God, you know I got a lot to say about this bisexual
biphobia. Anyway, he's like, so you're bi, fool? Oh, what the fuck? Seriously? Well, like, this shit would have been good to know like fucking 2 years ago. Okay, dude.
Okay. Sorry. Let me just get this straight. Hope that didn't trigger you. Okay.
Wow.
Quick question. Do you appreciate women? Because, like, that's all women, right? They just are capable of looking at a woman and saying, she's pretty. That's biological, okay? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to fuck women? Which mm-hmm. is it?
Which one she's is like, it?
She's like, both? Can it be both? He's like, wrong. And then she's like, oh my God. And she takes a swig from her gigantic water bottle.
That thing that's is literally so a fucking sparklets big.
Bottle with a wristlet on it.
Yeah. Every time I see that thing, a part of me dies. Like, I think I lose like about 4 days of my life. For whatever reason, it's so obnoxious and unicorn like themed.
You should literally have a warning on it. Like, don't leave your baby alone with it because it will drown in that fucking thing.
But Rob, I need a unicorn water bottle, Rob. Because if I don't get my water, then I'm gonna dry, and then like, my hair is like that. And then Rob, like, you've got to absolutely listen to me, and then live here. There's no bathroom. I need a unicorn gallon, just 15 gallon jug, Rob.
You know that's how she got that shit. She didn't bring that shit in her suitcase. You know what I mean? That looks like a, well, you buying me something on Amazon right now type of gift.
But it's like such a mistake when you have an outdoor bathroom to get your tiny girlfriend a giant jug of water.
That's bigger than her whole fucking torso.
Like, truly. That's his way of being like, you sleep outside now.
It holds so much water, Rob. Like, if I take like 4 sips of it, I've recycled all the fluids in my body 19 times from it, Rob. I've got terrible UTIs, Rob, because it's just like so much liquid. I don't know what to do, Rob, because the unicorn chug is taking over my life, Rob.
So I like how he goes, oh, so you're bi? Like, what does that mean for our even mean for our relationship? Like, if you're bi.
What about why are you crying then?
Is he fucking crazy?
Why are you crying then? So if you don't want to fuck other women while you're with me, why are you crying
why
then?
Why are you crying then? Also,
my honor, case dismissed. Am I right?
Well, I'm not sure about that one, my honor. When he also went,
my
fuck
honor,
it,
let me make this about me real quick. Okay. One, how is this going to turn into resentment against me? Two, why are you crying then?
Why are you crying then? Honestly, my honor, case closed. When he goes Ike Turner on her, he's like, so like, you know, like if you fuck a bitch, you know, that mean we fuck a bitch. You feel me? I was like, sir, get the fuck. Oh, so anyway, you still want to buy rings?
Rob is for exploring my sexuality, not for fucking another woman, just for it to be a fuck. Oh.
Yeah, but what I heard was I get to fuck.
Yeah.
Because
that's the whole point.
You get to fuck. Like, what is kind of fuck math are you doing right now?
I mean, he's doing fuck boy fuck math.
There's no transitive fuck boy property for this shit.
Yeah. The jewelry store was fucking wild. I like,
anyway,
was
let's
so...
go get some fucking rings.
All right, let's go. All right, then. Hop in my fucking death car for cutie. They get there. He's so fucking agitated and it's so awkward off the bat. He's just like, anyway, so this is a jewelry store? Yeah, well, like, fuck all these expensive rings. Where's the garbage at? Like,
he okay, literally easy. Said, where is your basura section?
Yeah.
Straight off. One?
And he's just being shitty to the jeweler. Just so weird.
You don't
because
say the quiet part out loud.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like, you can say, oh, where are your more whatever rings? But you don't need to be like, where are cheapest rings at? Like, he's trying to humiliate her in front of this dude. He's trying to humiliate the dude. He's like,
yeah.
Look, sometimes when you get married, all the information comes out. Am I right? He's like, I asked you if you wanted yellow gold or fucking rose.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, honestly, I'm sorry. This is just, it's a long time coming, Rob. But there you go. Take a time out down there. But yeah, she's like, oh, well, that's good. That's exciting for you, for your relationship. How are things? She's like, oh, how are things? She told me some shit earlier today, and it's like, wow. Okay. So that's how things are. Okay. Mm-hmm. That whole shit was just so uncomfortable. I was like, Sophie, you have to go. Gotta go, but I guess not until we see your mom first. We've got to see your mom a little
it's
bit too.
Honestly, maybe the worst instance of the classic. Oh, let's get the poor customer service representative
right.
who gets paid minimum wage involved in this.
All right, anything else?
And then he said, "I need two rings that add up to $500."
Yeah, fuckboy math right there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
What is that? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, this is the best part, finally agreeing on something. He said that after she just was so nice and went along with the ring process and managed to smile and say,
right.
Oh, Rob, I love these. Oh, I love the way you treated me poorly in front of this gentleman I've never met.
This is so great. I'm sorry, Mr. Jeweler. What is the material of this ring? Humiliatium. Okay. It's quite beautiful. So thank you for that.
Humiliatium.
So anyway. This poor motherfucker,
man. What kind of diamond cut is this? Oh, emotional?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Because I am feeling it. Emotional cut? Really am.
Oh, shit. Fucking Sophie, go. Go.
Cousin British.
Don't wear your wig. Take that wig off, girl, and just go with your humiliatium ring. You know what I mean? And just fly out there with your big old jug. because you pee so much, it could propel you like a rocket. It's fantastic. Sam and Citra, they have a barbecue, and her dad and two sisters, they're having a little barbecue at like out there or wherever, like at her crib. And her dad and two sisters are coming. And this is an interesting thing about Sam. His dad doesn't believe like that he has a girlfriend, or he's like, yeah, okay, like we'll
no
see.
No one in the family does. They've been making fun of him for months, being like, oh, okay, so she's in Canada at another school. Okay.
Yeah.
The entire time they've been doing it.
And then, so like when he's talking to his family about like what's going on with him and Citra, he's like, yeah, so like when her dad gets here, like I will be converting at the mosque. And his mom is like, oh, well, I guess, I mean, that is new, but I have to say, I am sad that he is converting to
Muslim.
Oh, my God. How often this...
I don't know how he's going to convert to Muslim. He's about to become an Islam.
Yeah. And that's a different thing, isn't it?
I don't know, but he told me they celebrate Yom Kippur.
Oh, yo, when that shit... When his dad said... Sam, sir, when your dad says so, like, do they have holidays or what's going on with that? He goes, yeah, it's called like Yom Kippur or something.
The mom goes, do they have Christmas? And he goes, freezes.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, but I do think they got Yom Kippur.
Yeah. Yom. I like how everybody else was like, nah, fam. And he was like, I don't really know. Because I'm not taking this seriously. I'm just so horny that I'll do whatever I have to do. So anyway, then, you know, we cut back to Citra. She's eating some spicy food with, I think, her sister Nafa and Herman, her dad. Her dad is like, you know, this dude better convert or else there's no fucking wedding. But we find out Sam has a bit of a secret.
So, the secret is so stupid.
Well, it's just destructive as fuck is what this thing is. It's like reckless.
That he's so stupid.
Yeah. He got caught with Suboxone.
I mean, that's why I wouldn't marry you, because you're so stupid.
Yeah. He got caught with his Suboxone, and then he missed. The dumb part is this motherfucker missed his deadline just to file the application for a diversion program. And because he didn't have his shit together enough to get the paperwork in on time, he could go to jail.
Okay, I'll tell you what. To me, the most relatable thing about Sam is not returning that form on time. Okay, that I think every ADHD person out there is like, yeah, we're with you, Sam. You know what I don't understand is why, when you've been caught with drugs a bazillion times and you're already on thin ice with it, why you would take your Suboxone out of its prescription bottle and just carry it around loose like.
Yeah.
Like, what was that saving you is what I want to know. Were you like, you know what? I better just like try living dangerously through an unlabeled bot. Like,
right. Yeah. I mean, look,
like, don't sign the form. Sure. Cause like how annoying to have a form, but like, carry it in the original prescription pill case. That's the easiest thing to do. Keep it where it comes.
Yeah. You don't have to put it in a cool Crown Royal bag or some shit. You know what I mean? Just leave
it. Don't put it.
Less work.
You don't need it to be in a tin with Bob Marley smoking a joint on it. Okay. Yeah. Just so you feel some type of close to the drug man you used to be. Leave it in the bottle.
So anyway, Citra, run for your life. This guy is in trouble. So we see his place. He's getting the place ready for her to come through. He's sweeping it up. There's so much pet hair, but you know what? I get it. I got cats. Shit looks crazy sometimes. And he has this dude. He's like, I got this like sick ass prayer mat because like I'm Islamic now. So like, this is a really cool, it's like a rug or something, but like, it's like a prayer mat. So I like do my prayers on there. I can't wait to see this dude in a mosque because he's going to stick out like some kind of weird ass cop during his half assed conversion. Thinking like, who the fuck is this? Is he for real?
It's going to be like Hasan Minhaj's story.
What was that?
With that guy that was the cop that came to their mosque and just like, pretended to be
just down, you know what I mean? Like, inshallah, dude, that I'm well, my horniness will be cured by Allah. That's what I'm hoping for.
Because, and yeah, his horny level is
very high.
Everyone's in danger.
The next episode.
Everyone. Yeah. Those sofa cushions at his house better watch the fuck out.
Oh, my God. Okay, fool. Also, another funny thing was when we see Citrus, she says she was so excited that she could poop. So this dude is so horny that her kiss might kill him. So won't you kill him so he dies happy? And she is so excited she could poop. That's sick. That's sick. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey and Justin. Nah.
I have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So much of this is such interesting gender studies shit. I just want to say, okay, so first off, Nikki has just found out that Justin was hooking up with other women after they'd already like gotten back together were like making future plans and shit. And his version is they weren't serious until the ring that he proposed to her with was on her finger. So like for him, I guess it was like a physical game of relay. Unless the object was exchanged hands,
that's when it's real.
It wasn't a completed relay. Like, and she was like, bitch, we had already applied for the visa and hired a lawyer. So was that not serious for you then?
But what's the signature date on that? Like, when was it the contract actually signed is my question. Like, I'm just thinking about that part. Because that's...
Okay. It was before the ring was on my finger, but do you not think it was serious at that point? The visa, because it's like a government application.
The ring was not on your finger, though. Like, in
oh my God, Frodo, I will fucking lose it right now.
I'm actually Bilbo. So, why are we? Shout out to the Ring of Power. But yeah, so then he like, obviously she like, we leave off from her finding this out. She runs away. He's like physically like restraining her from like run. I'm like, okay, this is all of the fucking wildest show. And then he's like, how can we fix this? You think I'm asshole? I don't know. They're just, it's like the same thing over and over.
No, because there's this aspect where when Nikki's crying and she's like, people like me don't have a lot of options. And just as you're like about to just start thinking about it further, she says, you know, especially with hot guys. And then you go, well, here's the thing, Nikki.
Yeah.
I was on your side. Now I'm sitting here being like, is it that there are no options or that you're incredibly shallow?
Well, I mean, what's shallow? Because I demanded my man toy to have a completely new face put on.
Like, you renamed him and gave him like new calves and jaw and whatever nose and shit.
Yeah.
And like, then you're like, oh my God, no one hot ever even likes me. Do you realize how deranged that sounds?
Yeah. I mean, it's a grim look into like whatever levels of or like lack of control she feels when it's like it's going in that other direction. I'm just like, oh, it's just getting real fucking grim here, bro.
It's like when you're like looking at a mirror while holding a mirror. And it's just like an infinite mirror you inside forever.
Yeah.
That's watching Nikki and Justin be trapped by the hell that like gender roles have like wrought upon this earth.
Yeah.
And we're just standing there watching it. Like
watching
we're in the middle
itself.
Of this fucking funhouse mirror like simulation. We're like, oh my God.
Oh,
and then on the other side of it are Jasmine and Gino doing the exact same hetero cis role play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, There's something for everyone now.
It's nice to be alive.
Yeah. So Nick and Devin, our next couple, and her daddy, Kevin, which I thought it was interesting, Kevin, my daughter, Devin. He's asking some questions, you know, he'll be asking the questions today. All right, kid, put your hands on the boat, start cleaning it. All right, scumbag.
As soon as he said, hey, Devin, help me out. Let's go work on the boat. I said, you about to get a talking to. That those piggies are coming home to roost.
Oh, yeah.
Son.
Oh, yeah. They're oinking. So first he's like, all right, piece of shit. Tell me why you want to talk about people being fat in America. Huh? And he's like, oh, well, you know, it's a different career. He's like, you know what? Just shut the fuck up. You called my daughter piggy. You know? What the fuck is going on with that? Dude, he says, well, you know, like, she was, like, bothered at first. But now, you know, she's kind of just, like, lost the will to fight back and stand up for herself. So I think she's cool with it. She's, like, used to it now. I was like, yo, Nick, this is worst answer in history. So yeah, then that's like, we're like, oh, okay, we'll see what happens there. Next thing we see is this whole drama with the Korean dress that Devin is wearing for the wedding. And she likes the dress, but it isn't like what exactly was wrong with the dress that she wanted to have?
So the very top part, just the part that goes over the boobs, like before the skirt part starts, that part was gold and she wanted the whole thing to just be white.
Oh,
and you couldn't really see that it was gold because then the thing that goes on top of it kind of obscures it. So that's why I was also confused at first too.
Yeah, I was like, what's wrong?
And I rewound and then I was like, oh, I see, it's gold, whatever.
Yeah,
the gold was tight, but whatever.
So they go to a dress shop now to find an alternate dress in case they can't have this thing altered in time. And she's just like, apparently she's like so set on her original dress. She's like, I don't even know why I'm looking at this other shit. I only want to wear this, you know, traditional dress so I can match Nick or whatever. And then like, it just turns into like a cry fest. I like how the shopkeeper, when she was like crying in the dressing room, the way the shopkeeper came out, she's like, so I think she's like kind of crying. I think too, like so many layers of like just saying she's crying back there. I think she's kind of like doing like a light pseudo
opposite
cry.
Smile.
Yeah. I don't know. With like
but
water.
Like hard. Like she's the opposite smiling hard.
Yeah. And the eye water is generating. I don't know. So anyway, it's just, you might want to check on her. And then like you just, there's the stress spills over from her original dress not being ready. Anything else?
The mom is like intense, but I don't know. You know how like when you and your parent are talking to each other, you're like in it and it's like, ugh. But when you're watching someone else talk to their parent, you're like, oh, it's super simple. She's just like stressed out for you.
Right.
She doesn't actually give a fuck about the dress. She's reading your energy. She thinks you give a fuck. But like, it's impossible to in any way be helpful from the side.
Yeah.
And then when you're in it, you like can't see that at all.
Sure.
It just feels so bad. So I don't know. I just feel like anytime I see a mother and a daughter talking on the screen and having any kind of disagreement, like I viscerally get so uncomfortable because it's so like real and like a version of every like relationship that a girl has with her mother to some degree.
Right.
But it's always easier to see, you know, someone else's dynamic. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm really surprised at how quickly this thing is moving on. Like it's episode 10 and like we're already getting ready for a wedding, which is not the usual cadence of this show. But anyway, Clayton and Anna Lee. So she is getting homesick, so he wants to give her some, you know, like Peru vibes. Okay. And they go to some spot to hang with some llamas. And they feed them, and then the goats jumped him, and he's like, well, this is the most action I've had since you got here. Here. The goats are humping me. And I like how she's saying, yo, so my diet has definitely changed being in the U.S., and this dude spends like 45 minutes on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what our day to day is like, on top of not having Peru vibes.
And also, she is like, let me get this straight. Are we ever going to go outside? And he was like, what's outside about? And she's like, you know, we're like people and experiences are. And he's like, let me stop you right there. I'm doing that right now on my computer.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, but like, I mean, like, you know, like people. And he's like, yeah.
I'm talking to people right now.
This is who this is. She's like, no, I mean like friends. He's like, okay, again, over a decade. So that's not friends. So me and Cameron are nothing to you. She's like, okay, can we go outside, please? And he's like, that's a hard no for me. I'm going to put my headphones back on. But I will travel to San Diego to meet Cameron for the first time.
Ever.
Ever, ever, ever. And, you know, no pressure, Cameron. You are going to be my second friend. I hope you live up to it.
My first friend? My mother.
Yep. Because she's still in my closet. And she will fight you for that title.
I like how she was like, she's like, we got to get it out of the house. Like, I'm living like some fucking nerd. You know what I mean?
She did say that. That made me laugh. She said, I didn't know I was going to be moving to the United States for a nerd.
Yeah. And then when she finds out this dude has no IRL friends, I was like, oh no, bro, you might as well move in with them goats, because I think it's a wrap for her. Like, the way she was like, oh shit, are you fucking for real? This dude is on some RuneScape only thing.
She did not sign up for that. And
and there's problems.
He really thought that he was gonna like trade like llamas for sex. Like, this dude was like, yeah, she's been homesick. Also, I'm hoping to get laid.
With these llamas, you know how llamas get them wet? You know what I mean?
Llama does not equal wetty baguette, okay? It doesn't work like that.
Well, the llama, bro, gets them mojado down there, if you feel me, bro. Okay? That's what I know. I learned that online. I can make the downstairs mojado. So where were we? Oh, so then back at his place, you know, it's like, she's like, yo, your mom like needs to go. Like, this is not the way this anything is supposed to happen. And I like how she, like, when he's like, okay, what are you doing on the computer right now? He's like, many things. Many things I got going on right now. Can I help you?
Like, what a deep way to say, I got 20 tabs open, 19 of them are porn.
19 and a half, because this pop-up window, it's a micro window, but it is porn. It is porn for some website called cumemployed.com. I don't know what that is. Maybe I'll check it out. Some of those new kink websites attributed to America's most popular website or video form, which is the recorded firing or mass layoff. So anyway. So we'll see she's like dragging this man over the line though, too, just to be like, okay, well, you need to meet your one little friend on the computer and like meet people, like, cause this is not how, and like, I do not want you living like this. And you know, like, on one level, I get, like, I totally see that him and Cameron have like a legitimate friendship, and I can totally see how that kind of shit develops online. But I think on the other hand, without understanding, like, with her not realizing that he has almost like this antithetical social life, like from hers, that's
look, I think fully you can have friends that are from online. I have a ton of friends from that I met from Twitter, like literally that are still in my life and that I've met since in real life. But I think if you don't know that the person that you're marrying doesn't like to go outside, that's a huge problem.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would say
that's not compatible for me,
dog. Yeah.
Indoor kid versus outdoor kid, like, there's not going to be a ton of overlap unless one person's going to become hella unhappy.
We could go to the sunroom, the proverbial sunroom, or just fucking kick it in the garage, dude. That's what I'm saying. All right, so let's move on to the next episode, season 10, episode 11. For richer or poorer. And we pick up where we left off with Clayton and Annalise. So they're going to Cali. They finally get to meet Cameron. he's known him for half his life, basically, but like truly only online. And so Cameron is also, he's like really excited to see him too. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, I feel
it's like an adorable meet cute. And
yeah,
when she asked, like, hey, were you more excited to meet Cameron or me? And he's like, oh, equal. At first, I was like, oh, haha. Like, he's being funny because he's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
And then when I saw the way he ran on his short little legs towards his friend, I was like, oh, shit. He was not getting.
Mr. Tumnus. That's who he was. He was just click-clacking over there. They were so... It was a truly a bromance is the only way to describe it. He's like, oh, man. So, oh, dude, come on, bro. Dude, oh, no, handshake. Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, dude.
Oh. He was so cute. He's like, the transition was seamless, man. The transition with Cameron and me from, like, online to real life, seamless.
Seamless, man. Could it, like, 10 out of 10 is what I rated. Give it A+. That's how cool this was. So they get to their Airbnb, and this man splurged a bit on a nice place, probably in the hopes that he will be having sex, because that's been the big thing, is they don't have their own space, or his mom's there, or, like, she's not in the mood, whatever. But now they've traveled a bit. You know, that's the blood is flowing. Maybe with this nice place, we can do it. And she loves the place, but as of yet, we're still not there. We still have not had the sex. So then we get to this dinner scene, and he's like, "I don't go out much, so this is kind of big for me, like going to a restaurant and like talking to people and like having like a conversation over food." And Cameron brings his lady V with them. And he asks Cam to be his best man. He says yes. He's so like, he's like, yes, man. I will completely, I want to be the best man for you.
That's so cute, dude. That's so fucking cute.
But what about when the server comes and is like, okay, so what can I get you guys? What are you guys thinking about tonight for drinks or food? Can I answer any questions?
I don't know. I just am trying to get laid. Is that on the motherfucking menu?
He probably just should have just said that. The way he fucking...
Y'all got a 69 burger? Hold the burger. Am I right, Cameron? What's up, bruh?
Do you have one? Do you have like a fried, you're not a weirdo if you pull your dick out because you're just so horny, but like you haven't seen each other in a long time, and like if you're gonna get married, like I don't understand why like you wouldn't be having sex. Like, do you know how much this Airbnb costs?
Chicken? Salad?
synchronicity. Anyway, yep. So he really said, he's like, yeah, so like I need my drink. I don't drink. So make mine a virgin, because like I'm effectively living as a virgin who does not have sex with his girlfriend, Annalie, who's seated to my left, who's from Peru.
Her social security number is going to be 743-11-4111.
Okay, that's okay. Sure. That's real. I'll write that down, sir. So are you done humiliating your partner? I love, dude, he made that shit so fucking awkward. With the
again,
whole like,
can you just keep the fucking customer service professionals out of your fucking crazy ass relationships?
Doesn't he realize with every move he makes like this, it's drying up. The baguette is becoming croutonic now. Okay, sir? We're not soaking it.
And you know, once the baguette goes crouton, yeah, you can go on.
Yeah. You will have to move on when the baguette becomes crouton.
That is.
You know what I mean?
That's the truth.
It's a truth. And like even when Cameron was like, yo, that was kind of wild. He's like, what's she going to do? Not have sex with me?
Again?
Okay.
More?
Dude, I'm sorry. It's the Great Salt Lake. It's drying up, and then it will just release a toxic cloud into the air and kill things. But sir, I guess keep going down that path.
The fact that he doubled down, I'm like, you don't even have alcohol to blame, because you very loudly just ordered a virgin drink. So like, this is all you being a piece of shit. There's
he has a homeschool kid at his first sleepover energy. You know what I mean? Like, he's just doing the most. Because
he just does not know how to be outside with people. This is why we practice, Clayton. This is why we have friends and activities outside. Yeah.
And I know the guinea pigs, they are the chinchillas or whatever. They fucking talk to you and like in an emotional way. But yeah, that's not what the real world is about. I love how that interaction between Clayton and the server that humiliated Annalie, that interaction got one yike from V. She's like, yike. Oh, man. I like how she also said, like, well, have you ever asked her why, like, she's not comfortable having sex? Like, I was like, yep, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing that it takes a woman just to say the most basic thing when it comes to figuring out why sex isn't working? Hey, did you ask the other person in the sex?
Can you? Yeah.
About the sex?
Have you looked past your own, like, one-dimensional needs to, like, get a nut off? Okay, whatever. Have anyway.
Have you considered asking the only other person who is there with you?
Shit.
Anyway.
So, let's see. Moving on.
Rob and Sophie. Okay, but Rob.
Where's my duvet,
Rob? We need a duvet, Rob. We need a duvet, Rob. Look, I spilled water all over the blanket. We know we need a duvet.
There's not even a quilt, Rob. I left 40 duvets back in England.
Wait, shut up, man. You're being fucked up.
Because I said we need a duvet.
Because I said I'm cold and we need a duvet.
Well, it's fucking stupid, though. He is such a fucking child. It's absurd. The way you're beautiful.
How are you taking it personal that I need a duvet?
You always need something. You always need a bathroom or duvet or water that's potable that you can wash your face with without getting eye infections. Okay. Okay.
But Rob, it's not personal. I need warmth for my tiny body, Rob.
Okay, well, actually, first of all, What the fuck is a duvet? I don't know what that means, so I'm going to take it as disrespect.
Exactly. That is exactly how you took it. And then later, after he was fucking not even completely done being a little bitch about it, he goes, anyway, I looked it up, and I actually have 3 duvets. So what the fuck is she even mad about?
I was like, those. My cum mats. Yeah, I got 3 cum mats. That's what I come on. Like to stand. I told you, when I stand up and I orgasm is more powerful than when I'm sitting in the very chair that you are sitting in right now.
Just wow.
Yeah.
Just that fact that asking for a blanket made that man so mad that he flipped out and said, like, this you telling me that I'm not enough because my house isn't good enough?
Yo, then she took, I love how
literally
then she took
she's like, I'm fucking cold. I don't know how. And he's like, you know those husbands who don't talk? That's going to be me.
Oh, man.
I hope so. I hope you should learn how to shut the fuck up.
Those jugs are, giggity. When she had the gauge and the jugs, again, I was like, what the fuck?
Don't talk about her jugs, dude. That's not cool.
Her one jug. I mean, her one jug. Her plastic jug.
Okay, you can talk about one jug at a time.
Her one unicorn water jug. That thing was a Arrowhead, Ozarka, Poland Spring, whatever y'all call it in your fucking region, Deer Park, whatever the regional shit is. It was one... it's just so weird, like, the visual of her just, like, taking off with it. She looked like a weird baby bottle and shit, but it's just a big old fucking, I don't know why it bothers me so much. It's
insane. Size-wise, it is insane.
Like, what the fuck was the homegirl little name who had all the brooms that we always kept talking about?
The daughter.
Armando.
Armando's daughter.
Hannah. Hannah with your fuck. I mean, it's like I'm getting like Kenny getting angry at Hannah's brooms energy from looking at Sophie's just big old water bottle, just stupid ass water bottle. You don't drink. Don't need a fuck. Whatever. I gotta go. I've got 3 duvets, so let's go to the brewery. So they go to the brewery. They get some beers. And the manager throws, like, an extra one in for free. He's like, hey, you know, I'm kind of, like, doing some prompt. Like, he's basically helping, like, sell the fucking brewery. I'd be like, this was our blah, blah, blah IPA. Check it out. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. He takes a pic and he's like, just looking down at his phone. He's like, double fisting. Okay. Post. He's like posting it to IG or some shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, is that what they call it here?
Like looking like, is that what they call it? Double fisting.
He's like looking down. Yup. And then they cut to her. She's like,
I feel like all the good times Rob and I have, like, make me feel like a marriage would be good.
It's like when he was barely engaging with you while he was posting #double fisting.
I loved it. It was Rob, me and my best friend, the bear.
Rob, I've never, like, had such deep conversation with someone, Rob. Like, the way you, like, give me information constantly, Rob. Oh, I love
it. Like when I said, is this beer? And you said yes.
Yeah.
That was amazing, Rob.
Remember when I asked you
where the bathroom was? Where the loo was? And you said, I don't know. That was incredible, Rob. Yeah. I really thought you're my twin flame, innit?
Yeah. And then when I drank too much and I wanted water, and I said, do you think it's free? And you were
like, why the fuck would they charge you for fucking water?
That I really spoke to my heart and it felt nice and romantic.
Oh boy. So there, I can't even watch them anymore.
It's so fucked up.
What about the sex shop? What a fucking disaster that thing. And also what a fucking setup job that was by the fucking producers. So they go to this sex shop and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna look around and find some interesting things. They're looking at some cock rings and vibrating whatever the fucks, like a fucking fuck wedge pillow with straps to be like restraining you and shit. And then the lady who's been helping them at the shop is like, you guys are like hot. You know what I mean? Like, are you guys like into like something like new? You know what I mean? Like raising her eyebrows, being like, so what do you think?
Yeah.
Like you down to like pop triz? Or like, what do you think? Like, what are you feeling right now?
I guess my main question is for you guys as a couple is, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow.
And he goes, well, like, I don't know. Like, that's kind of, like, up to her. Like, I don't know. What do you think? This is the shit to Sophie. And it fucking turns into a fucking meltdown.
Oh, boy.
She's like, what are you trying to do, Rob? Like, you just saying, like, you want to have sex with someone else, Rob. And, like, we're just trying to get, like, married. We're just going to, like, humiliation rings. And, like, we want to, like, look at marriage to give them more money. I don't know what to do.
This is even worse than the trip where you tried to buy me a wedding ring and you said, give me the worst you have to offer.
Please, Rob, honestly.
Yeah, and that's just like, wow, production set them the fuck up with that. Like, nobody, like, let's be real. We know that was a setup. That was not some organic shit. And they played that well because I feel like Sophie's reaction was, I don't know. Maybe they played us. I don't know. But
dude,
the way they had a real fight.
It's not a setup like, when it's that obvious. Like, you know?
They fell for the terrible bait car, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
Like, Rob and Sophie knew. Like, I don't.
Well, see, I'm just a believer in the purity of things sometimes.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. You really are. And I love
that. I'm an optimist. And that's just me, because I just have my unicorn bottle head in the clouds. You know, that's just how I am.
You're a really sweet soul.
Thank you. So Devin and Nick, I mean, they got married. I'm like, it's episode 11. And they've got married.
Yeah.
Is this like the fastest?
What? Okay. But in all fairness, it was boring. The only thing that was literally the entire plot so far has been, and what if your fiance called you fat all the time? And insisted that was cool and what you guys had agreed upon. That was it. We haven't, right. There's not even been cultural stuff that's at all interesting. There's not been anything.
Yeah.
At least like the last time we had a cultural clash, it was like a lady who thought all Asian culture was just that, Asian culture. just dude, one monolith.
Everything was just wearing a fucking, I don't even know, what the, her like katana. I'm like Japanese and I couldn't even describe what that garment was.
But I'm saying at least that was more interesting. Like it was cringe as fuck, but like she speared, you know, something with a sword on her lawn.
Yeah.
This is just, just the piggy storyline. That's it. Like,
yeah. And then they took off in a helicopter. So were they off the show? Well, probably.
Who cares?
Watch you find out like Devin and like Nick were doing like a murdering spree or some shit that hasn't come to light yet.
Well, then that would be interesting. And also would not be the first time that 90 Day Fiancé
has a murderer
featured murderers.
Yeah, but some of them, they're just great on camera. You know, they've got that look in their eye that like fucking
deep. Hey, if you're photogenic, you're photogenic. If you've got it, you've got it.
I don't care if you have like violent episodes and just recklessly kill people. Like, they have great bone structure.
All I have to say is yes, hunty.
Wow. I mean, this guy is serving life in prison. For murder.
He is turning a luck. Oh, sorry. I meant he killed somebody.
He is in the cunty jail. Okay. So, Ashley and Manuel.
They're serving 20 to cunt. Am I right?
Thank you. Ashley and Manuel, they're dress shopping. She asks her mom, are you happy about my wedding? Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. A building is built. We see the whole crumbling of civilization and an alien breed of people take over. Mom, my wedding. Gulp. Slow nod. Mm-hmm. Yo, what the her mom was so fucking funny for that.
She's honest.
Yeah, I want to absolutely. I like when she was like, now bring me my quartz crown.
What I want to say is that's a similar crown, but honestly less resplendent than the one I wore to a wedding last summer. And I have pictures and I'm going to wear that crown tomorrow for the stream.
Okay. I want to see it. Is it just going to be sending out vibrations?
Yeah, all the time.
It's amplifying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Okay. So I might try careful. That. Okay, no. I won't. I will not. I will not mess around with its powers.
It might fuck up the stream quality, honestly.
It will fuck up your Wi-Fi. It will fuck your neighbor's Wi-Fi up. And also gives me a terrible migraine when I wear it.
Neighbor's wife, too.
The crown? No, just the person I fucking become when the crown intersects with my body. It's like a symbiote.
It's just, it amplifies the vibes too much.
Yeah. Anyway, then she starts bringing up Manuel's just utter lack of social skills or social grace or any of that. And her mom's like, you guys just like fuck and then like make up. Like, when do you even like talk about anything? Good point, Mom. Good point. She demands talk.
She's like, what do you mean?
Like, oh, yeah. How? You mean like when we're telling each other we're about to come? Yeah, we talk.
We do all the time. I'm coming now.
Or then I'll be like, hey, carry me to the toilet. You know what I mean? And just see, like, because he's strong.
It's pretty cool.
He likes to. So back at home, she meets up with Manuel and he's like, yo, my mom, like, has some reservations about us. Do you have time for to sit down with her at a diner, like a mob movie? And you can just use your terrible translation apps to just kind of talk like robots. I'm so glad I watched this part. At 1.5 speed, because when you watch this shit, like at regular speed, you're like, oh no, like the translation app voice is like stroking out. They're like, do you believe it's that so I true. Am a disgraceful person? Like, what? Huh? Because it sounded normal listening to it that fast. Anyway, they eventually see eye to eye. It sounds like I kind of just blacked out this part. Yeah,
pretty boring.
Yeah, we're getting like just nothing, honestly. I guess Citra and Sam, there's going to be something there because this guy is fucking up so bad. So he picks her up from the airport. They're going home. She's like, yeah, you know, this place like freaks me out because it looks like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I watch too much American shit because now, like, when I'm just here, I'm like, oh, shit. I live where all the fucked up shit from the movies happens.
Truly, yeah, truly. She's yeah. like, this is a little bit eerie to me. Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's because it's called Crumbling Empire. That's what you're experiencing. But it's pretty cool. We have Wi-Fi, and this crystal hat will have sex with your wife, too. And then, what about the state of his room? I thought he was cleaning his fucking place up.
It looked like shit, but I think that's just how boys clean.
No, I knew how to, like, all it took was, like, one person to shame me or, like, just point something out once. And then, like, when I would have, like, guests over like that, like, romantically, that I was like, yo, I gotta pretend I got my shit together. I knew how to make it look like I had my shit together.
Oh, for okay. sure. So, yeah, you're better than most men at that.
Like, you can't just leave, like, folded paper, like, on top of old boxes that you like, you can't just leave trash out. Like, they're like, well, I'm gonna throw it away in a second. Like, chill. It's like where the garbage goes.
Like, it's that's close not... to the garbage. So,
yeah, I think I know better too. Also, because shout out immigrant moms.
I was just gonna say,
you will never be caught lacking. Yeah,
immigrant, like, moms will straighten that shit right out.
And you also spend your whole life trying not to project that same kind of analysis and critique on your partners. And be like, look at the way you scrubbing that plate like a fucking American and shit. Shit is
I'm just filthy. Out here being like, oh, a dishwasher? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hand me mine. Oh, wait. They're right here. My two fucking hands. You met them?
Yeah. You about to meet them.
Catch these hands. Catch these dishwashers. So, yeah, there's a bunch of bullshit lying around. His dad, Brian... seems very interesting. He's like, so what's the deal with, like, his conversion? At first you're like, uh-oh, like, he's gonna be like, why is he Muslim now? But his dad is an atheist who believes in something we like to call aliens.
Bro, the truth is out there. We know 100
fucking percent it's out there.
And, you know, we're also very grateful to the community of Squim mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. providing the birthplace to one of our favorite believers.
Alien people. Yeah. I like how he's like, I like the ancient aliens conspiracy theories. It's like, it's way better than any of this other crap these other religions are trying to tell you about. Like, I like that you think of it as like comic books, where it's like,
fucking DC is trash. Like, no. Marvel, though, is sick.
I'm actually, like, an Image Comics type dude. Like, I was really into early Trencher, like, a lot of that's kind of niche, but, like, I really like the artwork that they were doing. So, that's how I choose religion. Like, it's better than that other show about the one guy who got nailed onto the wood pieces and was, like, making food with his, like, magic powers. No. The He's fucking like, aliens, man.
Have you read the Bible? He's like, that is trash. But have you read the fucking Golden Compass series? That's fucking awesome.
That's a way better explanation. Like, I'm just more into that, personally. But, like, it's all taste, honestly. It's not truth. You know what I mean? These are all the stories we tell ourselves. So, we also, like, they go to their beds and their separate beds because they got to keep things legit, religiously speaking. No smooching, no dry humping, no cushion humping, no floating,
no slurring, no soaking.
Yeah. No, what's the other thing where the people jump up and down on the bed while, like, you are inside the other person?
Soaking.
That's soaking? But what's the thing when someone's jumping up and down?
Oh,
like
yeah,
that?
No, soaking's the other one. And
that's when you just stay still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the one, hold on, what do you call it?
Earthquake, hurricane. I don't know. I just made
soaking, but jumping on bed. Jump humping. That's what it is. Just have someone do the thing. Just soak and jump hump. But you can't do that because you're about to convert. And you do not want to get on the wrong side of your religion, of your God. So you better get right. And I like, again, like this, the one thing that she keeps saying, like, yo, this dude is very horny. He has reached a new level of consciousness with his horniness.
He got a third eye and it is yeah. visible.
And it's his dick hole.
Yeah.
And it's open.
On the top of his dick. The third eye. It's so, gaping. Yeah.
And it's winking.
It's all light, of the time.
Light is shooting out of it. He says it's his consciousness. But yeah.
But it's all over my face. And I don't think it's consciousness.
Yeah. It's, there's a bad joke there. And then we move
that
on.
That was
like,
the bad joke.
Well, I was going to be weirder. It doesn't matter. Can we move on? Because your car is a mess, Sam. Your car is a mess. It looked like shit. I don't know why you have so many paper towels in there. Like Lucy's. Crumpled up.
Sometimes you have to sell Lucy's on the streets to get these drugs.
Get those drugs. Hey, man. I can get you like a dozen Lucy's of a bounty roll. What you think, man? I got Viva, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, let me know. Yeah, yeah. I'll do it for like 10. Yeah, cents. So, no, but it's like, it was just the kind of trash that was in there. It wasn't like, usually I feel like people got a ton of water bottles and shit and old cans.
That's
like
if you, me.
If you're
just
on that life.
Old bean cans. No.
Old, yeah.
Water bottles. That's me.
Right?
Like
and like LaCroix cans and shit. Like, yep. I know that I've seen that version for sure. But when yep. you got like the food waste, that's another level. Like, because in my mind, I'm like, it's water. Like, it's not going to fucking start stinking.
Same.
It's in an old bottle. Like, that's like the weird fucking twisted logic you use to excuse not cleaning your car. But like the food, no, that can turn into other things. And your paper towels, throw those away too after you use them, whatever the fuck you're
like,
using.
Like, probably you don't need the Lucy's.
No. Well, you know, whatever.
Get a band. You know what I mean? Get a band.
Just get them all together. Organize them. Get a trapper keeper to put your Lucy's in. You know what I mean? And just three hole punch them and be like, and when you need them, bloop, just
Wait,
rip it
I'm
out.
I'm picturing me pulling up one of those really big old school CD binders.
A case logic.
Zip it all the way around.
Yeah, you got the case logic.
You open
yeah.
it. Yeah. And inside it Lucy's. Is just Lucy's.
Ooh, what the fuck is this with the designs on it with the little bear? That's actually, I think that's actually a Kroger limited edition one that I got. It was like from 93 or something. Yeah, yeah. But here, check this one out in the back. This one's beautiful, man. This is when Bounty changed the logo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is when they took the brawny man off when they changed his face. This is what that one. Feel that. Yeah, with the quilted technology.
Actually, this one's a misprint. You see it's like,
oh,
the brawny
shit.
Man looks like a woman.
Wow.
Yeah, that's actually
wow.
the rarest one.
That's like, you want that, man. There's only like about 14,000 of these on Earth. So like, I'm just saying, and most people have used them. It's like, that's what's so crazy, man. People just like use these things without looking. And like, you could have like life-changing money right there. So... Anyway, man, I'll sell you the whole fucking thing for, I don't know, man. I'll kiss you.
Downwards of 10 cents, honestly.
Oh, my God. Yo, now I want to have a case logic with loose paper towels in them.
Dude, it's one of the funniest things that I think I've ever come up with visually speaking. But auditorially speaking,
it's so stupid.
You really took it.
Just had to think of. I just wanted to make it real for me and how I would really engage with my and like be enthusiastic about my like when I'm inevitably fucking freaking people out.
Okay, but do you want to see the real shit though? Do you want to see the real shit? I like flip all the way to the back of the
yeah.
binder.
Shit! Oh I'll, shit!
Like,
oh shit!
Look all the way around. I'm like, okay. Most people don't fuck with these.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay, but
yeah,
I've been collecting ones from Taco Bell.
No.
Since
1994. No. During the run for the border years?
On God. You're about to see a logo that only exists in people's dreams. Okay.
This is the fucking Rosetta Stone, man.
I can't even take it out. Like, it will literally become dust. It's just for looking.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, like, it'll disintegrate, man.
Don't touch it.
I won't.
Miles, I said don't touch it.
I won't. I'm just getting really close when I really look at it.
You're touching it, dude. No,
I'm not. No, I'm not. Stop being a fucking narc.
I said don't touch it.
Fuck it. Oh, I'm just feeling it on my face.
I said it would become dust.
I'm sorry. I'll get you like 14 like Grimace ones later, man.
What are you gonna trade for it then? Because that was my favorite one.
I'm gonna.
You know, look at me. I collected for so many years to even get that.
I'm gonna get a fucking Case Logic, and I'm gonna put. Next time we have a live show, actually the first time we would ever have a live show.
So that'll also be the next time.
This is the challenge to the K1s. The only thing we want is for you to bring a Case Logic stuffed with loose paper towels. Just Lucy's. Just
with your best Lucy's.
Yo, and if there's a variety, like don't just take one roll and like Lucify it. No. I want various brands in there.
I want specifics.
Yeah.
I want a spread, if you will.
I just want to like go up this that way, like in the airport, you see like someone eating like a sloppy thing and they're like, oh shit. And like, oh my man, here, man. Here, actually pick anyone you like. These are some of my favorites. He'd be like, get the fuck away from me. I'm gonna call the fucking cops.
You would totally just wipe it on your own hair instead. Just be like, I don't even give a fuck. I'll smell like barbecue this entire flight. This man is crazy.
Or I would just take a handful, like a fucking stack of dollars, and hit somebody with it. Disrespect them with the Lucy's, and then keep it moving. They're like, "What the fuck happened?" So hold on. Yeah, okay. I'm writing the police report right now. But I just have to understand. So this man, he said, "What was he doing?" He was walking with a case, CD Case Logic.
Yeah, paper towels. Yeah, and it was filled with he said Lucy's, but when I looked in there, it was just paper towel sheets.
Oh, so he like separated them off of a roll and then
were all different kinds. That was so upsetting about it. They were clearly from different generations and years and brands.
Wow. My God. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I'm okay. Great. Gotta go. Ah, shit.
Thank you for that perfect button on that scene, Miles.
I bolted.
You literally bolted.
I bolted. I'm Michael. You're not supposed to be bolting on there. It just got too real. Like, cause I'm starting to see how like I could become like a terrible parent because my life is just consumed by getting Lucy's in a Case Logic. All right. And then back to Citra. He like breaks it to her. He's like, yeah, so I might not get a diversion program. And she's like, yo, what? And he's like, yeah. He's like, but you'll still be with me, right? Like, no matter what, like, even if it's like a total waste of your life, right? Right? That's all I need to know. Dude, please. You're dragging her down with you, man. You're dragging her down with you. Anything else before I move on to Gino and Jasmine? Just a brief part of that.
I thought that the mom, Dee Dee, was in this one. Was she not?
Whose mom? His mom?
Sam's.
She was in the last episode at the barbecue, I feel like.
Oh, okay. I think I took one note on her that was from the last ep. But
like a stray ep? Oh, got it. That happens. And it's, you know what? Honestly, y'all, that's
a transparency backbone.
That they already know because we're real. And then finally Gino and Jasmine, they're in Miami. He's greasing up her Roblox butt and she wants to get married in Miami.
You've been a bad girl.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, she fucked her ex and used his money to buy that butt.
Oh, wow.
She's been super bad.
You're naughty. You probably lied to me about where the provenance of this butt is.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that butt is so big because it's full of secrets.
Holy shit. Just filled with secrets in there. You don't want to know what's in here. The knowledge within.
The show's so wild because it goes from that too. So I have a special needs kid.
I know.
Like the smoothest transition ever. It's like me when I haven't done stand-up in a while.
They're like, wow, that like come employed joke was funny, and then talked about like something really fucking grim. Anyway, anything else? Because there really wasn't much.
No, except it's just she has a special needs kid, and I'm like, you really talk about the other one more. That was all I had to say. I was like, why do you talk about the other one so much more?
She's like, could you imagine? She's like, TLC won't let me talk about him. You're like, oh no. And honestly, somehow I believe it. But who knows?
Anyway, whatever. Once she FaceTimed Kwanse's face on this, I was like, oh, you're dead to me.
Right.
Because children are angels in heaven. And 100%. The one thing I respected her for was the fact that keeping she didn't off. Get the kids involved. And then she fucking did. So whatever.
But they are from heaven.
They are. The angels from heaven.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us for these two episodes. We'll be back because, you know, we're back. It's a new year. It's a new us.
Wait.
Yeah.
Sorry. Really quick. I just want to know if this is also from the other episode. When Nikki and Justin... Nikki talks to her mom on the phone and Justin talks to his friend. And it's like, I think it's her masculine side coming out. So you need to be more masculine.
Oh, maybe that was the first episode because they weren't in this one.
Okay.
I don't know. We've been off for a little bit. It's a little rusty. Sometimes also Sophia may have inadvertently revealed the fact that she is a time traveler.
Oopsies.
And that's why the men in the black trench coats will be knocking on her door soon, because we finally found you. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
That was me doing a fake knock and Munch reacting to it
as
it
never was mind. A real knock. The men in the black trench coats will not be coming, actually. We don't Come want here, any smoke.
Come here. I was just joking.
So, yeah, we'll be back. With more episodes, and obviously by the time you hear this, there will have been a stream. So always please check out twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Go to 420dayfiance.com. Go to patreon.com/420dayfiance and support the show. $5 a month. You get access to the entirety of this entire universe of podcasting, going from test episodes to shit in the vault that was previously unaired. And that was, you know, just generally under other different Patreon tiers. We just got one tier to rule them all.
And also, really quickly, the next episode's going to cover two episodes, and we will be officially completely caught up, and then we'll go back to our...
Caught up, got me feeling it.
We're going to go back to our regular schedule of one episode a week.
Exactly. Okay.
And then we'll hit you with what else we're going to cover on the Patreon.
Exactly. So follow us at Miles of Gray, at the Sophia, SOFIYA, and at 420 Day Fiance. We'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Meow, meow.
420 Day Fiance.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.